I'm sorry. Look, the stupid soundboard is giving me problems.
What's going on?
I don't know. It's giving me problems.
That was a complete jumble.
I know. I think there's something wrong with my computer. That's probably what's going on. But I'll try to work on it and see if I can't fix it in post or something. Because
I sure hope so.
Only me.
So. All right.
Well, do you want to start over again?
I don't know if that would make a difference or not.
No, let's just keep going. Let's introduce ourselves,
Chase.
All right,
so welcome everyone to our, I guess, episode 11 to Jackass Express. We're your hosts. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Julie Andrews.
You got Johnny Boy here.
And...
Oh, yeah. This is Julian.
Okay, there we go. So, yeah, calling from an airplane, we have Julian.
What the hell?
Only the, you know, if they only let me on here sometimes, usually I'm unwelcome.
That's right. You better appreciate
via satellite.
It.
Yeah, via satellite or whatever.
And I think I figured out a way to shut it off while I'm not talking, so it'll drown out the noise.
Okay, hey, that's...
Oh, okay.
That's actually made quite
you know,
a difference.
It's like he's on a ham radio.
Yeah, it does make a difference.
Those old-timey ham radios.
Okay.
I feel very old-fashioned.
For those that couldn't hear it, the introduction was, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Look, the problem with the introduction is that it's not very sophisticated things. I essentially have two laptops hooked up to one another, and one of them handles the sound booth recordings, and the other one handles the audio recordings, like what I'm saying, so... It comes through a little bit harsh. Once
but I don't get that because every time you've done the soundboard, it always came in like very good. Like it was pretty good quality.
Yeah, I don't understand why it did it either. I just
that was literally it's like
I blame technology. I think that's the easiest thing to do.
I'm like, what is going on?
All I can hear is. But it was funny. A nice way to start the podcast.
Yeah,
nice way.
Definitely not how I envisioned it.
I am convinced that we could. Do you guys just want to keep going? Because I figure if we restarted, I could get it to work this time.
No, hell
I think
no.
It was
let's
just
keep
an
going.
Internet
this
problem.
Is good. This is good. This is a nice way to start. I like it.
Yeah.
Little character.
We'll listen to it and be like, all right.
We could. Play with it, edit it.
Oh, you should do.
That's what she said.
If I had to be perfectly honest, though, I don't think the soundboard was recording at the beginning. So I'm a little bit concerned that it didn't catch a whole lot of that intro.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's okay, Patrick. Your broken speech will far make up for any lack of soundboard at the beginning of the podcast.
Can you edit it in?
Oh, boy. Well, the problem is that it had my audio at the beginning because it just wasn't coming in. That's the only problem that we're facing right now is that it's like there's nothing at the beginning for my audio right now because the stupid thing took forever to start recording.
Blame it on your laptop, I guess, for just being cheap.
Yeah, I'll put in audio of myself introducing myself and all that, so that way you'll have something like that.
It would just sound ridiculous.
Just Patrick, I'm literally sitting in a grass-covered hut in the jungle, and I'm not having the same connectivity issues that you are, so I just thought I'd point that out.
You forget, Julian, you don't have the same karma as me. I have much worse karma than you. So these things happen to me for a reason. I'm not sure why.
Yeah, it's weird because when we first started doing this...
You gotta stop setting up bum fights.
What?
Bum fights. He said...
Setting up bum fights,
I think.
Yeah, Patrick. If you're gonna improve your karma, you gotta stop setting up bum fights. That's why God is punishing you.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go. Bum fights. Okay. I can do that. I need some bum fight repellent.
No, he said bum fights. Have you ever seen that? Bum fights? I guess not.
Oh, no.
Because there's like this internet phenomenon from way back in the day. I don't even remember where the hell it's from. Was it like Jackass or something? But
I don't know, but just a recent experience in Manila made me think of it. That's the only reason I bring it up.
So I guess for those of you who have never seen this before, basically it's like these guys go around and getting into fights with bums or filming bums fighting with each other. And they call it bum fights. But I think it was the former, where like people would go around and, you know, starting shit with a bunch of bums and then getting a big old fight about it, but then recording it and then putting it online. And it's like...
Yeah, well, and the reason I bring it up is because there's a place in Manila where you can literally go and watch midgets fight.
I believe that. I believe that. Considering that, like, I've been to a bar in Manila where it's run by a bunch of midgets. It's actually called the Hobbit House.
Yep, that's the place.
Are you serious?
That is the place.
They have fights there?
So I've been told.
Oh, man, because I guess it's been a long time since I've been to the Hobbit House, because last time I was there, it was like a whole staff. It was all midgets, and I remember it looked like a Hobbit House. I mean, the outside decoration was just like, you know, Tolkien and Lord of the Rings kind of shit. And then I just remember like live music, but I don't remember like a ring for like midgets to fight in. that's something I would remember to the end of time.
Well, who knows, maybe the stories are greatly exaggerated, but we'll see.
Most stories in the Philippines.
Next, I'll put it on my schedule next time I'm in Manila. All
right. Well, you know, people are really weird. Like, we're having a St. Patrick's Day party on March 17th, I think, at Muggs is a restaurant they have here in El Paso, and they're gonna have midget wrestling.
Muggs?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never heard of it either. But ever since Bennigan's went down, I guess Muggs is the new Bennigan's.
Oh gosh.
And they claim that they're going to have midget wrestling, which I think is hilarious, but
yeah.
I don't know why people enjoy that.
What, watching midgets wrestle? It's kind of like at school, back in high school, when we used to watch the Mongoloids fight each other. Those guys are people who do not know their own power.
Jesus.
As bad as it sounds, I mean,
Mongoloid? what's a Mongoloid?
Maybe Julian could explain the Mongoloids. Or maybe not. So basically...
Sorry, I forgot, I was muted.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Jules, explain a Mongoloid.
Do I really have to?
I mean, alright, fine, I get...
I thought it was self-explanatory. Alright, hold on.
Okay.
Julian's broadcasting from an underground bunker somewhere in Southeast Asia.
The South Pacific.
Yeah, let me consult textbook.
The textbook? You got a textbook on hand about Mongoloids?
You should just go up to a random citizen and ask them, "Sir, have you heard of the Mongoloids?"
I'm surprised you've never heard that term.
No.
All right. No. Well, here's the best way we can explain it. It's a term sometimes used by forensic anthropologists and physical anthropologists to refer to populations that share certain... Well, I can't pronounce that word. Yep. Basically physical traits in East Asia, Southeast Asia, the Americas, Pacific, and the Arctic. So, yep. That's all I got.
Okay. All right, so another definition of mongoloids. as soon as I step out of this airplane. Sorry, Julian. But anyways.
Hey, there's only so much that can be done.
Yeah. Anyways, I guess another definition would be of a mongoloid would be like a... Because you know how, like, at school we had, like the short bus, right? And then the short bus is all the kids who are, you know, mentally deficient in some way or physically deficient. But basically, the mongoloid kids were, like, the really, like, strong, heavy-set kids or whatever. And maybe they had, like, Down syndrome or whatever.
You realize we're terrible people.
If you're looking at the other, you know, form of the definition, it's just a way to describe human, like, variation that's become obsolete. So it's pretty much useless.
Right.
Genetics.
Exactly. So it's like if you're talking about mongoloid, it's you're talking about someone who hasn't quite evolved yet or something, or who's like, oh, maybe God, like the in between the monkey and then the man is the mongoloid.
So basically everybody who works at Walmart.
I don't know about that, but anyways,
some of the people that people that shop there, yeah, but I'm not going to comment on the people that work there.
Right. You know,
and I understand why
I'm going to get targeted by Sam
people.
Walton.
The people who work at Target or Walmart, you know, these are the people who need the job for something. You know, it's not because they're mentally deficient or
they need a job for some reason.
Yeah. But
yeah, thanks, because you're going to keep us from getting sued.
Right. But anyway, so, like, I just remember back in high school, there's these two mongoloid kids who hated each other. And in the second hall, I think it was either first hall or second hall, I remember witnessing a fight between these two kids. And, like, you know, it looked like Blanca versus Guile. That's what it was like. And so, like, you know, they're dancing around with, like, their fists kind of, like, in their face or whatever. And then, you know, the guy's like, I'm gonna fuck you. And the other guy's like, no, I'm gonna fuck you. And so, like, one kid,
Sonic,
he, right? He goes to punch one of the kids, like, that other guy, right? And the other guy moves out of the way, and so the guy punching hits the locker. But he didn't really know his strength, or, like, you know, he didn't really hold back his punch, because when he punched that locker, he really dented the thing. And all you hear him goes, ouch, my hand. And I was like, what the fuck just happened? And then...
Old smash.
Yeah, it was like that. And I'm just like, holy shit,
how was I not aware of this? Oh,
and
man,
I was like, I could not believe this just fucking happened. And I'm like witnessing a mongoloid fight right here. These guys are just like, oh, I'm gonna get you. And then of course, like, the special ed teacher had to come in and break up the fight. And the guy's like, no. I remember the same kid too. He had a thing for pancakes, and I remember one time he was just like, pancakes, pancakes.
I don't remember any of this.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh man.
Bravo.
Didn't they have a South Park episode that was like that, where they would have Timmy fighting Jimmy or something like that?
Yeah, it was.
And they were on a Boy Scout.
Yeah, it was.
Thing.
It was Timmy versus Jimmy.
Oh man, we are, as a society, terrible people. When you bring us down to the last common denominator,
yeah,
that's,
for sure,
that's hilarious.
Definitely.
Except for our military, we're all twisted. No, I was just saying, I was trying to get Brandon into the podcast this week, but he's been pretty busy. I know that we've kind of done a podcast a little bit late every week, but Brandon says he has some really good stories out there in Korea about things that make New Orleans look like a cakewalk. So I'm really looking forward to that. I might do it like in an interview form, so that way we can get his audio a lot quicker.
Right.
That sounds good. I like that. And you know what? You could do the same with Jules. Jules, I know it's sometimes it's hard for you to get on the podcast because you're always flying those planes. So I know you're in flight right now. So maybe Pat can do an interview with
you. You know.
Operation Dumbo Drop.
Yeah, I can see when I'm not welcome. Plus, it keeps me from staying up till ungodly hours and then, you know, going to work. So,
exactly.
Yeah, with 3 hours of sleep.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, that's the biggest challenge we have with you and Brandon is that we know it's really early in the morning over where you are, and you're doing pretty difficult things. So we try to be as considerate of that as possible. But it's great having you guys on when you can make it.
I think the interviews will add a lot of character to the podcast. And, you know, if anybody out there agrees, if we should try this, please give us your votes, give us your comments, and maybe questions we could ask them.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, if you're interested about what people do overseas.
Yeah, exactly. Especially Julian. Julian has the best stories.
You know what I should do is that with Julian's audio, add some missiles dropping during it.
Julian, would you mind if we did that?
Get some!
No, that's fine.
Edit that clip in.
It's not that exciting, trust me.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
The clip of Julian saying Yahtzee. Got another one.
Julian, can we have you say Yahtzee for the podcast?
Yahtzee?
Maybe with a little more like excitement, that'll like
work.
Yahtzee!
Like you won.
Yahtzee!
That's going to be perfect, Patrick.
I like it.
That's a sound bite right there.
Now we can take it out of context.
Reuse it,
exactly.
And then get sued immediately.
Yeah, sorry.
For our own members.
Right.
Exactly.
Again, I don't want to wake up everybody that's sleeping right now, so I'm going to just keep it at Yahtzee.
Okay.
Well, Jules, if you're flying at so much
that's
thousand
fine.
Feet, I mean, aren't the bombs already waking them up?
Oh, gosh.
Sorry. Had to do it.
Johnny, yeah, but those are people that don't matter, though.
They're just numbers. They're statistics, right?
Oh, my God.
Sure.
Okay. If you guys listen to our podcast, and I know me and Chase do nothing but listen to our old podcast because we're constantly re-editing them and sound bites and all that, we got to be reining in a little bit. We're pretty punched words people.
Oh, yeah. We definitely haven't held any punches lately.
That's what happens when you live in the land of the free.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think I should just point out something, too, for all you, all the people listening out there, because, well, the Filipino news says a lot of funny things, but despite what Patrick was saying and what Johnny was saying, the Visiting Forces Agreement here does not let us do any kind of offensive stuff, so despite what you hear, no, there are no bombs falling from me or anybody that's American.
Right. Really, our presence in the Philippines is strictly advisory. We don't really carry out any kind of like military actions. We kind of leave that to the Filipinos to hash that out with themselves.
Right. And if you ask the Phils, they don't believe their own news. Everybody thinks that, oh, we were the ones that did it. And it's like, no, actually, your Air Force did it. Good for them. And they're like, oh, no, there's no way they could have pulled that shit off. You guys had to have done it. It's like, oh, all right, whatever you guys say.
Yeah, and that's really the typical mentality. It's like no one has faith in anyone in, like, the government or, like, government service or anything like that, because there's just been so many years of corruption and false promises and empty promises that, you know, basically if anything gets happened, right, they just feel it's because of American involvement or some kind of foreign involvement because they have the gumption to get it done.
Well, anything good or bad, they just blame it on American colonialism.
Oh, that too, as well, for sure. That goes without saying.
Divine manifestation. Or manifest destiny. I'm sorry.
Because it's our God-given right to own everything from from the east to the west.
Jules, have you had any interaction with the locals?
Goddamn right. Very minimal.
Jules, have you had any interaction with the locals down there?
Very minimal. Mainly just like, if every once in a while you buy something, or, well, they run a lot of the stuff around here where I am, like the little camp that I'm on. So, you know, they clean and, you know, serve us food and stuff like that. So, that's about it. They don't let me get outside very much.
Yeah.
Wow.
But basically, if you did, it'd be like, hey, you want DVD? You want DVD? I find your DVD.
Oh, yeah. We've got a nice little bootleg DVD collection going on.
Remember when I got back from the Philippines that one time, how many DVDs I brought back?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that shit's dirt cheap.
And then, you know, even though I'm pretty past the statute of limitations of incriminating myself, but it's like I used to resell bootleg DVDs back to, like, well, actually, it doesn't even exist anymore.
Oh, my God.
Remember when there was, like, Blockbuster Music?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And back then, they used to buy, like, used DVDs and stuff like that. And when I had a copy of what was it? Oh, Full Metal Jacket. The copy I got was like all in French, and there's no way to change the audio. It was just a French copy of Full Metal Jacket. And I was like, this movie is horrible in French. So I sold it.
The missile silo has activated. Prepare for detonation.
Well, I ended up selling it back to Blockbuster Music, and I think I got like a 400% return on the thing. They're like, oh yeah, this movie's worth $20. I was like, oh, awesome. And I'm thinking, oh, I paid $22 for it.
The individual audio will make it sound a lot better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you probably do that.
I ended up watching a movie over here.
Transformers 3?
It was Transformers 3. We're like, somebody got up in the middle of the movie, and it was like, what the? Oh, now I can't see, please sit down. Like, you're being very rude on my DVD that's obviously bootleg.
When did you watch that, Jules?
Oh, like yesterday.
Jules, don't. Are you kidding me? Because I just got the movie from Netflix, and I just watched it yesterday.
Oh my God!
For the first time.
You wasted your time watching that. Were you really that hard up on something to do?
I was just like, you know what? I've had this DVD for a month. Might as well watch it.
Oh my God! So how was it? I never even watched it.
It's Jules. What would you say, buddy?
Well, it beat watching Filipino cable.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I'll give it that. The movie was actually all right. There's a lot of broken scenes where, like, one thing would happen and then the next scene would happen, and I'm like, when did this happen? Because they never showed how they got put into that situation. It felt like they just kind of put it together, and you could never piece together how they even got into that situation in the first place. I don't know if that makes sense. The girl was actually pretty nice. Well, that's all I can really tell you. But other than that, I mean, it was okay. I'd give it like a 6, 7 out of 10, maybe.
S- 6 out of 10.
Yeah, it's kind of what
you're being a little generous.
Yeah, because there was nothing else better to do, so it saved my ass that time.
Okay.
I think I liked the girl better. I think she was much better looking than Megan Fox.
Joel, do you agree?
That blonde girl. And she doesn't have any disfigured members.
That's a tough question.
Oh, I'm going to look up her name right now.
Yeah, you better do that.
I think my wife listens to this, so I'm just going to refrain from answering any further questions.
Right. All you guys and your significant others. Having to watch your mouth. Being PC all the time.
Do you know what John did yesterday? It was terrible. We were playing apples to apples, and the way that game works is that a person says a word, like in this case it was the word luscious, and then you're supposed to give a card that best describes that word. Well, John had what was called, I guess, a free card. In other words, he could give me a card, and then after I tell him the word, he can say the word that he wants to be on the card.
Okay.
So the word he put was, or the word I had was luscious. So everybody put in their, you know, submissions for what luscious means. And Johnny's was blank, and he says, I get to say what it means. And he goes, Drew Barrymore. And I'm like, okay. Oh, Johnny, you bastard. Because April's sitting right next to me, and April knows that I have a huge crush on Drew Barrymore.
Right.
And, obviously, well,
yeah,
Johnny
won, and I got April, I would have said April, but that would have been too easy, and there would have been, you know, no mixing. So I was like, how can I make this interesting? Oh, yeah, Drew Barrymore. And then sure enough, played right into my hands. So he had to get in trouble. Did you have to sleep on the couch, man?
John.
Had to sleep on the couch?
Did I what? Okay. No, I didn't. No, I did not have to sleep on the couch. I begged my way back into the bedroom.
How did you do that?
Easy baked dinner.
I heated up a microwave dinner and it was all set to go. That's terrible, guys. You're going to get me even more trouble.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, Rosie Huntington Whiteley.
Huh?
I'm sorry. That's just the name of the guy. The girl? From Transformers 3. Rosie Huntington Whiteley.
Oh, okay. From the Transformers 3. Okay. I completely forgot about that movie.
She got some nice cheekbones.
Total footnote. Did you say she's got some nice cheekbones?
For all you playing the home game. Yeah, some real nice cheekbones.
Or did you say, I like to jump her bones? Oh, okay.
She has really nice cheekbones in her face. Even more trouble I'm getting into.
Yeah, you're really digging yourself in the hole.
Oh, goodness.
It's all being misinterpreted. I did not mean anything about jumping her bones. I said cheekbone. She has very nice.
Yeah, Pat, we can take that out of context and have you just say, jumping her bones.
I could easily edit that for sure.
Oh, or just, you know, she's got nice, and then insert whatever word we want into that.
That's true.
We could put, she's got nice Yahtzee.
That's not a bad idea. You guys are giving me ideas. I like it.
Yeah, I'll buy good ideas or bad ideas. I'm not quite sure.
Hey, so I know it was a little bit rough at the beginning here, but Did anybody get a good hear of our new intro?
You know what? I would like to replay it again later.
No.
And if you want, give me the file so I can play it for everybody else. But it won't be over the podcast, though. So maybe after the show.
Right. Yeah.
Well, Johnny, can't you do your little thing that you do that annoys everybody but everybody likes?
Sorry. I can't speak robot, Pat. You get to speak again?
Let me translate for him.
Yes, please.
Basically, I think he said, why don't you just do the same thing that you do with the Spanish flea music?
Oh, yeah. I could do that, yeah, if you want. The only thing is you won't hear it in the show, you guys. If that's okay with you, yeah, I can play it for you guys.
We could probably do it during the break.
Okay, that's cool.
That's coming up in a minute. So why don't you just drop that in? It's actually in the Dropbox already.
Oh, okay. That's. I'll go ahead and get that up. Yeah. Should we go ahead and go to commercial? I can play it, or do you want to just listen to this first?
Let's see. We can probably actually go to commercial right now.
Let me just say that maternally deranged sounds like my kind of woman.
Yeah, sorry. I've been busy, you know, killing Al-Qaeda for you guys.
Is that Kali stick fighting? Is that where they teach you how to do the thing from Temple of Doom?
Kali Ma! And then they grab the heart.
Come on, no.
Sometimes you go into stall to bathrooms and they have like shit on the wall. Yes. Why would they put it on the wall?
I know, this isn't finger painting. Like this is like, not finger painting.
What I wrote at the top of my list to make me a better person every day is be awesome.
Okay, welcome, comrades, to the Jackass Express.
Well, X-Men, that was really put together.
And there we have
it. Yeah.
We're back.
Yay. Hey, are we on break?
No, we're off the break. That was it. That was the break.
Oh, that was a short break.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was. There's gonna be a little.
What are you trying to
a
say?
A lot of editing for me to
guess
do.
I'm not getting my cup of coffee.
Well, go get a cup of coffee. Just leave it muted and go get your coffee real quick.
We'll be in the other sound room.
I don't know. I don't want to leave my laptop out of sight.
Oh,
I don't want to carry it around with me like a doofus.
Oh, decisions. It's up to you.
I'm out of coffee too, if that's any help. Wait, no, there's a little bit left. Right. Hold on. Okay, there it is.
We'll just leave it the way it is.
Yeah, it's okay.
Anyway, John, were you able to get
I just
the
add
audio?
Character.
Yeah, I was able to add the audio.
There you go.
Do you guys want to... I can play it. Do you want me to play it for you guys?
Yeah, if you want, we can listen to it.
All right, just one more time, and then... It's only like 50 seconds long.
So,
what's up, Jules?
It was done by our master composer, Mr. Jonathan Chase.
All right, here we go.
To be a scotch or two louder, but that's good.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A what?
Oh. A scotch. It's a term
scotch,
of measure.
Scotch or
oh, a scotch louder. I didn't hear the second part. Okay, yeah, well, of course, Johnny was playing it pretty simply.
Yeah, it's a simple thing. But we'll have it for everybody in the podcast when we play it back. Louder.
Yeah.
Yeah, in post, we can fix that.
Yeah, it'll be able to be fixed.
There's a lot of things that need fixing.
God dang it.
Wow, this is probably one of the dirtiest podcasts, but I like the material.
Right, yeah. It's definitely rough around the edges, for sure.
Well, I think the more we try to structure it, the more we try to make it, you know, in order, it's just going to come out as unnatural, and that's not what we're trying to do here. This is just... kind of get together with your friends hour and talk about crap.
Yeah, of course. That's like the whole premise of this show.
And you know what? I'm going to do something that's never been done on the podcast before. I am going to go get a cup of coffee, so I will be right back.
This guy.
Wow. So while Johnny's gone, that he's given us the green light to talk badly about him.
I guess, yeah.
Let me dig up some dirt on Johnny here.
You're the one who knows him, or, well, we all know him, but I'm just saying.
I know that back in high school, he used to have a huge crush on Shania Twain.
That's right. I remember that. Yeah. I do remember that he used to like Shania Twain quite.
She did not age well. She did not age well at all.
Not at all.
I mean, and you know, I don't even know if he really liked her music so much as her, but I mean, she's all right. I mean, back in her prime, now she has more of like a, what's her face? The one from American Idol.
Who?
The girl from American Idol, one of the judges.
Paula Abdul?
Paula Abdul. She looks more like Paula Abdul now as she starts aging.
Yeah, Paula Abdul did not age well either.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Well, that's why. Well, like, mentally or physically, poor thing.
Yeah, right. That's why I like Asians.
Yeah, and that's the other thing about all Asian women age very well, very well. I don't know what it is. They have the freaking fountain of youth over there, and they sip on it.
I wouldn't go as far as to say all Asian women, because I've seen some old, ugly Asian women, but.
Well, it's possible for Asian women to age very well. It is very unlikely for, like, American, German,
right,
English.
Watch yourself, Patrick.
What's that?
Watch yourself, Patrick.
Yeah.
Okay, except for those...
You happen to be married to one of those American women.
Actually, her last name is Arona, so that's a Mexican name.
And she's also got an American mother, and so do you.
That's true. That's true.
Might hit you with their purse.
Julian, do not get me wrong. Men age the worst. We look like crap if we don't take care of ourselves when we get older.
Yeah, definitely. For sure.
You know, like, typical Mexican men, and this is including myself, so anybody who hears this gets offended. Remember, I'm talking about me, too. Is that if we're not careful with our health and our weight, we age really badly. Our skin dries up. We get diabetes. We're constantly, like, I don't know if you've heard it before. In the old podcast, I'll be making that sound, and it's like, oh, Patrick's taking drugs. No, well, I'm having to use nose spray because already my sinuses are starting to break down and give me problems. So it's not, you know, it's not like I'm being specifically aiming at women in general, but also... If you don't take care of yourself, it's very likely you're going to age poorly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very likely I'm going to age poorly.
What happened?
We're talking about
Shania Twain. I'm back in the studios, guys. Sorry about that.
Basically what Patrick is saying.
Yeah, he said that you're pretty much going to age poorly. Yeah, Shania Twain.
Wow.
Yeah.
What'd Joel say?
The only women that won't poorly... The only women that won't age poorly is April, Janine, Audrey, and Rebecca, and I'm sorry. There's the other's probably not gonna do so well. Maybe Chase.
What?
I don't know.
What are you guys talking about? Oh my god!
We'll be fine. Hey, Johnny.
Hey,
welcome
how
back.
You doing?
Wow.
So, Johnny, what are you going to talk about today?
What do I want to talk about? Oh, yeah, right. Oh, yeah, my story. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, you're like... Ooh.
Yeah, I got something. Oh, okay, hang on. What we need to do first is I am going to give you guys a link, and you're going to watch it. It's no longer than 50 seconds. But basically, my article for the week, whatever you call it, it's a business class. I'm going to give you a little business 101, and we're going to start off my topic like this. When you have marketing, over the years, ideas, you know, get reused. You kind of take a little bit from one guy's marketing idea, and you use it for someone else's. But basically, it's kind of like a copycat type of business world. So right now, as business has evolved, what's the number one thing that businesses use to sell? What sells now? Can anybody guess? Sex, right? All right. So based on this clip, I want you to tell me. This is actually. Oh, what? Oh, yeah. Her name is Kate Upton. She's the swimsuit issue model. She's like the big time one for 2012 or something like that. And she's doing an ad for the Carl's Jr. Burgers. It's the jalapeno burger. Now I want you to tell me: are you really interested in the burger, or are you really interested in something else? And here's the clip. Parental guidance.
I was gonna say, it's like, hey, when I saw the burger, I was like, isn't it sourdough bread?
Yes.
That was the first thing that came to my mind. I was like, it looks like sourdough bread.
So, for the end of my conversation.
If that's the first thing that came to your mind, then you've got issues.
I was actually kind of hungry when I was like, hey, that's wait a sourdough. Minute. That's sourdough, isn't it? Okay.
So, are they...
I like sourdough.
I like sourdough too, especially with jalapenos on it.
Right, and so... a big old beef patty.
So, man. I just wanted to know, are you interested in the burger, or meat. Are you interested in something else?
Definitely, I mean, she
is it wrong if I say both?
No.
I mean, like, yeah, the burger looked all right. I mean, I don't know. If I'm back in the States, if I had my choice of hamburgers, I probably wouldn't be eating at Carl's Jr. But, I mean, she was definitely quite the looker.
So you would say that the burger would be quite average if she wasn't in the commercial, right?
Even if she wasn't in the commercial, when I saw it, I was like, I just, I don't know. Usually, Carl's Burger burgers like are just over the top now. I remember like back home, I was like, oh yeah, that looks kind of good. But then like when they had like the $6 burger, it's like, oh my god, that just looks so excessive. Mm-hmm. And it's like the guys who are eating it are fucking like, you know, blue collared workers on a steel mill or something like that. You know, they're all hanging out in the truck and shit, just eating it. And it's like, oh man, that doesn't look appetizing at all.
You know. What about you, Jules? Do you want a burger or do you want something else?
I definitely want a burger for sure. Oh man.
Well, right now, I'm in a place that lacks beautiful women and burgers, so it's like,
Wow, okay, cool. I just wanted to see, you know, because that's, you know, the way market's going, and that's the way it looks like it's continue to go. And Patrick apparently walked out of the studio, so...
it kind of reminds me of that episode of The Simpsons, where it's like they're doing like the Super Bowl commercials. And it had, like, all the sexy girls washing the car and everything. And it was all provocative. And it's like, the Catholic Church, we've made changes.
Unbelievable. And that's my business class for the week. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
So that's what you do
that's
in school.
That's what I do in school every day. No, I'm just kidding. That's what we learned about. We learned about how... never mind. I'm not going to incriminate myself anymore. I have people that listen to this podcast, too.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Oh, Jesus. Patrick, you came back.
Yep. Sorry about that, guys.
Why'd you walk out of the studio like that, Pat?
He is back, I guess.
You know, it's kind of funny. Like, I don't know why people think jalapenos are so spicy when really jalapenos aren't really that
No,
hot.
They're not.
I think you know, I need a better.
You know, I also think there is a difference
computer
between
for the
like,
podcast.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just saying that I think I need a better computer you, for the yeah, podcast because I tried opening the video and everything crashed.
Are you? Oh yeah, that's a yeah, problem. That's a memory problem.
Yeah, you probably just need more
ready
memory.
Ready access
you know?
Memory.
Yeah.
What the hell? That was definitely not in the United States. So that must have been Johnny or. Jonathan, the siren going by.
Actually, that was mine, yeah. I forgot to close the window. Oh my god, so much weird background noises.
This podcast. Holy shit.
This podcast is
Totally ridiculous.
I can try and move someplace that has more, you know, interesting background noise.
Like the... No more background noise, okay. Please.
I like the industrial sound right now.
It'd be some very fun editing for you, Chafe.
Yeah, right? But I just know it's kind of funny because, like, Patrick, it's like your memory, you have like 256 memory or something like that going on. It's like you're running a Nintendo 64 or toaster. Or something. Yeah, or a toaster.
Sorry. Wow, oh, what a podcast, you guys. Thanks a lot. I hope everybody's enjoying this because we worked really hard at trying to pull this off. This is unscripted.
I know. You know?
Julian's losing sleep because of us.
Yeah, we both are.
Yeah, but it's worth it. In the daytime, I'm going to take a picture of myself from my little broadcast location so y'all can see it. It's pretty funny. I'm being
entertained right now. Yeah, send it to us.
You're like in the utility shed or something.
Yeah, basically. Well, I'm next to your, like, a utility shed of sorts. It's behind me. It's like this blue container.
Oh, right.
And then I have just this little, like, you know, hut with a thatched roof on top and a fan blowing, like a, you know, just a regular old fan with metal blades just kind of spinning.
And has anyone bothered to clean out the dust trap, the lint trap or something, or is it just like really caked in grime and...
Oh no, they keep this place really clean because we pay good money for it, so they come here and like they scrub the sidewalks and stuff. It's pretty entertaining.
That's the highlight of Jules.
Wow.
Yeah, they mop the floors every day. They sweep. They scrub everything down. Yeah, this place is like spick and span.
Do you get that kind of...
Now, as soon as you step outside the gate...
Yeah, as soon as you're outside the gate, then it's like, you know, you stepped into Tip's bedroom.
So, Jules, you would say you get that kind of cleaning at home?
That's mean, but well said.
Well, he
and what
he isn't here to defend himself now. So
no, he couldn't even deny it. If he was here to defend himself, he'd be like, "Yep, that's right."
No, he would not be able to defend himself on that. Oh my god, that room is like a war zone.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, but.
It's like you take the worst of what you've seen in like Afghanistan or Iraq, and that's like comparing that to Tips is like you're looking at the Hilton next to Motel 8.
Yeah, well, in Tips' room, I'm afraid to touch things because I don't know if it's wired to anything. Like, oh shit, boom! Oh, there goes Tips' arm.
But it's always been like that ever since growing up. Never changed, really.
It's never changed. No matter what room he happened to be in.
Hey, you know, that's
yeah, it automatically went to shit.
Yeah.
That's a really good topic, actually. Oh, is man. When did you guys start feeling your age?
That's the what?
As far as, like, cleanliness and all that stuff. When you started feeling your age.
Like
when you start feeling like oh,
I was
crap,
never
I can't
allowed
stay out
to
as
not
late as I would like to
you
anymore.
Know, feel my age. I was forced to be. Oh, for that.
That doesn't apply to me really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, I mean, let's like put it this way: Audrey and I, we don't go out all the time. Like we used to, but, you know, when we do go out, we've been known to have some pretty late nights still. It just
wow.
not as often.
Jules, go into detail about these late nights, Jules. I want to hear about this.
What are we talking about?
I don't want to go into anything that might offend a young audience.
Oh.
You guys will figure it out one of these days.
Oh.
Johnny, you will find a man that will make you very happy one day. I know.
Maybe I already have, Jules. Okay, this went completely the
but
other way.
That would mean... No. But no, but I mean, like, seriously, like, when you can't stand being in a room where there's clutter. Like, me, I have... I'm I'm a pack rat. I will save tons of stuff and crap. Am I coming through bad? Can you guys hear me okay? Is this bad?
Hey, well, Patrick.
I just heard that you're a rat.
Hey, Patrick. Let me just tell you this story, Patrick. Oh, Patrick, I just wanted to tell you that you're a agent and, you know, useful. So, and that's all I have to say about that.
Julian did that on purpose too.
It's kind of like saying, like, let me tell you the secret to making my millions. It's and that's what you do.
So I deleted my recycle bin, so I can't delete.
It reminds me
stuff
of like when
computer.
I used to do this. I was saying like I used to do that when I went to like the drive-thru. I'd be like, yeah, I'd like to take a number and no and large with and okay. And they're like, excuse me? I was like, you heard me. And then oh man.
I don't know which is worse, the one that cuts out or the one where you can't even understand them talking back to you. It's like, you know, we pull up to, like, let's say Whataburger or Sonic, and they're like, hey, you know, you're like, you're waiting for them to say something, and they're like, pack rat. You're like, I want a cheeseburger.
Are you out of cheeseburgers? Is that what you just said?
Can I have fries?
Speaking of being out of hamburgers, which would be totally, you know, just wrong for a burger place to run out of hamburgers, it's just not going to happen. What about the time when we went to Village Inn and they didn't have pie, they didn't have coffee, they didn't have...
Oh, yeah.
Like, anything.
That's right. And it's only when Jules
here. How the hell
does
Village Inn run out of coffee?
It's only when you were here, buddy.
I swear, I never have a good experience at that place. Even though they, like, cleaned it up and it looks nice on the inside now, it's still the same old shit on the inside.
Yeah. You know, I can't remember. I remember going to a place where they're out of something, and I was like, this is ridiculous.
Oh, the best one's been churches so far. We went to churches, okay. And, like, can we get some chicken strips? I'm sorry, we're out of chicken. And I was like, what? It's church's chicken, for God's sake. What a horde crack. They had to shut it down. Stupid shit. And as a matter of fact, it's run right there on Edgemere and Yarbrough. Stupid churches. We're out of chicken. I was like, what?
Apparently, Patrick deleted his recycle bin. How'd
you do
possible?
That?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. I can tell you how to fix it, but it's probably not that entertaining for the podcast.
No, yeah, you could tell them later afterwards.
We'll just make fun of him in the meantime. It's pretty funny. Why don't you just delete my computer while you're at it, too?
You know, I used to do that for people at work sometimes. I would hide all their files. First, I would take, like, a screenshot of their desktop and then hide all the files and then leave the... and place the picture as their... background.
Oh, yeah.
And then I just watch them for, like, you know, a good 10 minutes clicking on an icon. It's like, why won't Internet Explorer work? Or what? Or whatever. And then they have to call, like, the IT guy, and then the IT guy's like, I don't understand what's wrong. And they, like, reset the computer and do everything.
That's great.
Oh, my gosh.
The closest thing I've ever done to that was, you know, they used to have the... Well, they still do, but... You know those little rolling balls that they put inside the mouse? You know, so you can, you know, go click? Before they went to laser?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The old school mouse. Yeah.
I used to tape them.
Yeah.
I used to tape the bottom of the mouse where the ball was. And it wouldn't roll. It would just kind of glide. But people would be, like, slamming their mouses and throwing it against the wall. Say, why aren't you working? They click, like, 50 times fast. And they're like, that's going to make it better, you know? Right. Keep her so stupid. That's the most I've done. What about you, Jules? Any pranks at work?
Yeah, kind of the same stuff. Rearrange people's desks or put tape. You have to use your ID card to like log onto your computer. So if somebody leaves it behind, you either like go and hide their card, or you freeze it in a block of ice, or you know, or you put tape on the little chip so then the computer can't read it and they can't figure out why the hell their card won't work. It's pretty funny.
But I like that. That's about it. I like that, Jules.
I don't know if you no, you guys never took part in this, but do you remember? I'll just go by first names, but do you remember this one guy, Eric, the tall, lanky guy that was also in what? He also played in the orchestra.
I will just assume we.
I don't remember who the hell you're talking about.
But go ahead, Chase.
He was also okay. well, anyways, I remember we used to steal people's locks during high school because a lot of people like to get like the really cheapo locks. And I remember the best locks that for some reason people loved to buy had like a bobcat on the front, like a picture of a bobcat. And those were like the easiest locks to pick. And I remember Eric and I, we would purposely take locks from a lot of different lockers. And we either change the locks, like switch them, so people like doing like their combination, but it wouldn't open. And then we took it one step further. Like, I remember we got two lockers that were next to each other, took the locks, and we took all their stuff out of the lockers and then changed them and then put the original locks back on. And so, like, when they opened the locker, they're like, what the hell? Whose shit is this? And I just remember like getting like such a big collection of locks. Like we actually had like a big like duffel bag full of locks, and we just commandeered other like empty lockers and just used it as our own lockers. And like we purposely got lockers that were next to our classes, and we just put that one textbook or whatever in that locker so that we you know we just go to that locker, open it up.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That was it. Yeah. But it was just funny just seeing those people, you know, trying to either A, open their lockers or all the other stuff.
There he goes again.
What? What, Patrick?
I didn't say anything.
I don't know. He's talking through the soundboard.
Oh, that's what he's doing.
What?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I'm sure you guys' issues.
I didn't say anything.
All right.
I didn't say anything.
Anyways, we definitely killed that hour. So I think is a good time to kind of wrap up.
Let's wrap this up. Patrick, no, you didn't.
Don't worry, Patrick. There's no more to be said.
I hate you all.
You have officially contributed nothing to this podcast.
Oh, my God.
So, anyways,
I feel like I've contributed nothing to this podcast.
No, Jules, you have actually. You really have. It was nice having you on.
Good. I would like to try and be a regular. It's just hard.
Yeah, I know.
So to speak.
Yeah, like I said, I'm gonna try getting on Patrick's case to make you guys come on Saturday mornings as opposed to Sunday mornings.
And then we'll work out the interviews.
Yeah, because if it's Saturday morning, I can kind of duck out a little bit. And actually, we can talk about stuff later, schedule-wise. But yeah, I'd like to be a regular part of this. It's fun.
Okay, cool, man.
And, it was worth staying up late and getting no sleep. And I will try and find a better place to record than outside. So I apologize.
It's okay, man.
Out in the jungle.
All right. I gotta find the Wi-Fi zone. That's the only thing. I gotta find the Wi-Fi.
That's true, yeah. We're a slave to the Wi-Fi. All right, well, thank you, everyone, for listening. And be sure to check us out on our Facebook. You know, that's facebook.com/jackassexpress. And also our blogspot at blogspot.jackassexpress.
It would be jackassexpress.blogspot.com. Or visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/jackassexpress.
Yes, sir. All right.
What?
Exactly.
We have a Facebook page?
Yeah, we've definitely had a Facebook
I have a hamper?
A long time.
Holy shit, I should probably like that.
There's a New Mexico?
When did this happen?
All right, I'm going to get on that. Make sure y'all friend me.
Okay. All right.
All right.
All right, guys.
Goodbye, everybody.
Okay. Good. Yeah.
Good morning.